So in terms of ideally how you'd like to utilize these agents and where in both ER positive HER2 negative disease as well as triple negative disease, what's your thinking right now? Of course, if an indication occurs, or that's going to be, but I'm saying theoretically, based on the clinical data that we have or don't have, how do you think the best way would be to use these drugs right now?
I don't know that we should be using them outside of where we have phase three evidence that they're beneficial. I can tell you that in my mind, if I see a patient who's young, triple negative, very fast recurrence after adjuvant standard therapy, and is behaving basal-like, am I going to be tempted to use a PARP inhibitor? Certainly.
But
I
again,
certainly will.
only BRCA germline.
But BRCA germline is where we should be using it if the data is consistently positive in that setting. I'd like to see it studied in these patients who have disease behaving this way. I'd like to see it studied in ER positive. We need better markers of response to these agents. And as George said, I think what's probably going to have to happen is next generation sequencing to allow entry into the study. And if they have a pathogenic mutation in any of these DNA repair
Or
pathways.
homologous repair deficiency
Yes.
testing.
Yes.
And actually, obviously, ovary is a totally different disease, but I'm hearing them talk about doing NGS first and then backtracking into germline if they're positive. But from the therapeutic point of view, of course, they have a lot more somatic mutations. George, what about, well, let me finish out though with you. You said triple negative, sounds like maybe first line after anthracycline taxane, adjuvant therapy. How about ER positive?
I'd be more reluctant, but there are the occasional patient, very young, very high-grade tumor, very short disease-free interval, who is behaving like their tumor is not hormonally driven, but there's some other pathway. Would I be tempted to do next-gen sequencing on them and see if there's something? Yeah, and I might use a PARP inhibitor there. But this is outside the box. This is what we're doing in the clinic with a patient, and it's not super evidence-based at this
I've
moment.
heard people say they start thinking about PARP inhibitors when they're thinking about chemo. That as long as they're on hormones, they're not thinking about it, and they start thinking about it, capecitabine versus olaparib. Is that kind of the way you think about it, or not really?
I don't think for the vast majority of patients that PARP inhibitors will work. I think it's
For
going to
ER
be a mole
positive.
for ER positive. I think there's going to be a molecular. There
Does the
has
data suggest that, or we don't know that
Well,
right
if you have,
now?
if you have a BRCA2 mutation, it'll probably work.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Outside of the standard mutation.
Yeah.